American Queen Steamboat Company and Victory Cruise Lines have both announced that they'll be requiring COVID vaccinations for both guests and crew. The mandate will go into effect on July 1st of 21 for all ships across both fleets, which are based in the United States. The requirement expands upon health and safety measures that are already in place, which include a negative COVID test before the sailing and masks in public spaces where social distancing isn't possible. And Celebrity Cruises has announced that Celebrity Eclipse will mark Celebrity Cruises' return to Australia and New Zealand when the ship is homeported in Sydney and Auckland for the 22-23 cruise season. The vessel will sail 19 different itineraries ranging in length from 5 to 18 nights. It'll sail through Australia, New Zealand, and various South Pacific islands. Voyages will include overnight stays, late-night departures, and the return of some much-loved itineraries. Who writes this? And finally, when cruising resumes, Princess will be introducing a new way to gamble on its ships. Guests will now be able to participate in real-time digital sports betting on the line's new Ocean Sportsbook app through Ocean Medallion. When the ship is in international waters, guests can wager on major sporting events, including football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. This will initially be rolled out across six ships at startup. And taking a look at cruise line stocks for Wednesday, they were all up. Looking at Carnival Corporation, 19.45, up 3.4%. Royal up 4.5% to 68.69. And Norwegian up 2.4%, 22.94. Breaking news and more cruise stories at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.